Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
I'm the Dermot part of the show, and the Dave part of the show, sitting over there, likes to buy weird things from the internet. We've had such amazing things over the years. We have the helicopter that you bought that never flew.
This was back when the internet was but a fledgling thing, and I found out that you could buy stuff on the internet that you couldn't get in a normal shop, and I bought a remote control helicopter that you self-assembled and then went, and it had the two rotors and it went, it was in work and we were doing it, and it just sat on the desk and looked at me and just spun its rotors and never flew.
You ordered snow in a can for some reason.
I got that for you for a Christmas present. I didn't even think you opened it.
We had the breathalyzer kits that never worked.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Who could forget the fake designer jacket you bought for your wife from China, which had really, really short sleeves?
Like, when I say short sleeves, I mean, it was down to her shins, but the sleeves came just over her elbows.
It was made for a T-Rex with really good fashion sense.
Yeah.
And of course, the infamous Chinese electric bin, which never arrived.
I demand you call it by its proper title. The Xiaomi electronic trash can is what it was actually called.
Well, here is the sound of Dave's latest purchase from the internet.
Tighten my shoes.
Okay, done. Your shoes have been tightened.
Now, I should start to explain this. Do you remember in Back to the Future when Marty McFly stood into these super cool high boot runners and they laced and he went, oh cool, self-laces.
Back to the Future 2.
Maybe it was 2, I'm not sure, yeah. But the point was that he had shoes that laced themselves and it was 1980 whatever and everyone was like, oh my God. Then they brought them out for real a couple of years back and they did a limited run and obviously those shoes now are like $45,000, $50,000 if you have those shoes or if you want to buy those shoes, right? But Nike has now released that self-lacing technology in relatively normally priced shoes. So I've got a pair of Air Max that are called Auto Max and they are self-lacing. So when I stand in them in the morning, they lace to a setting I have told them to lace to. It's a comfortable setting for me.
Are these the real ones now? Are they more of your Chinese knockoffs?
No.
Where did you get these?
Okay, I got these. I have an app that alerts me to new releases of things, of runners. So these came out, and they're quite expensive, but they came, the app told me that if I bought them from an Italian shop, there was a 40% sale on. So I went onto the Italian shop, but the website was in German. I don't really know what was going on, but I completed the purchase in German. And then on Christmas Eve, they arrived. And I gave them to my wife and said, give them to me for Christmas. Thanks very much.
And now you're brave enough to bring them into work. It's just like show and tell in here today.
Yeah.
So talk us through the shoes.
Okay.
What color? Describe them.
They're a pair of, I suppose, silver, white and green Air Max. But they have a thicker sole than usual. Because in there is...
To match the purchaser.
is electronics. In fact, let me just take off my shoes. And I'll do that by using my Apple assistant, whose name I won't say because it'll spring off 1,000 phones around the world. But I'll actually get her to untie my shoes by just talking to her, right? So, release my shoes.
Okay, done. Your shoes have been untied.
So now,
it's very noisy for a pair of sneakers. It sounds like you're reversing a forklift up to the back of a lorry.
Well, see, here's the thing with them, right? The technology in them is so amazing that
they look futuristic.
They do look futuristic, yeah.
That kind of space grey.
If you go to any of my social media, so Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, I'm Dave Today FM. I've just put videos up there of them for you to have a look and see if you want. But basically, you can command. I only found out at the weekend thanks to someone on Instagram had told me that there's actually an app. So it's not, because there's buttons on the side, a plus and a minus button, plus to tighten, minus to release. And I was like doing that going, this is so cool. That's what you do. Or when you stand in them, the pressure tightens or whatever. But then somebody said, no, there's an app. And now I can voice control with my friend and I can do things like tighten my shoes.
Okay, done. Your shoes have been tightened.
So that's a 5% tightening up or down, whichever way, whatever I say, tighten or loosen. If I want them super tight, secure my fit.
Okay, done. Your fit is secured.
Well, that actually is quite tight.
You're like cutting off the blood supply.
I can also change the colours of the... So the buttons on the side that tighten and loosen have LED lights in them, and I can change those colours. Change my lights.
Okay, done. The lights are now Hero Blue.
Change my life.
Hero Blue. I can, if I ever go to a disco, not that I would ever wear these to a disco, because I couldn't have anybody standing on these accidentally. I can turn on a special light function that makes the lights go super crazy. Turn on pulsing lights.
Okay, done. Pulsing lights are on.
Oh, it's like, that? Yeah, it's great if you were four and you had a pair of Heelys that lit up.
But do you not think it's cool that I have to now, or can now, say, ask this question of my shoes? Check my batteries.
Okay, done. Battery life for your left shoe is at 100% and your right shoe is at 100%.
I think we've hit peak tech.
I just think,
you know, when you have to put your sneakers on charge, we've gone too far.
And here's the cool thing, right? When these first came out, the Adapt, they're called Nike Adapt, you had to plug in the USB. Mine come with a charging pad. So like your phone wirelessly charges, I put these out on the pad and they charge wirelessly.
So it looks like maybe a bathroom scales.
Yes, like it's exactly. Yeah. So a bathroom scale is about the size of obviously two big size 10s. You can imagine what size they are. But they, yeah, and it just charges them automatically. I couldn't be happier with them, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to put them back
on.
What
does your missus think of them?
She is a very patient woman. she was, when I got the leg, remember the Lego runners I got? They were a collaboration between Adidas and Lego. I got them and she did at that point go, you're 45 years old, when I was very excited about my Lego shoes.
I'm just thinking, Dave, if we combined the power of your light up shoes with my light up skateboard, my electric skateboard, we could be combined the coolest kid on the north side of Dublin.
Yes!
In all of North County Dublin. The envy of all the other kids.
All the six-year-olds would think we are amazing.
Do you understand Dave's love for these shoes, or do you think it's just technology taking a step too far? I have to say, I tied my laces this morning. Didn't have an issue. I actually just bent down, tied them, moved on with my life.
But everyone says that at their point in history. Everyone says, I didn't send an email this morning. I handwrote a letter, put it in an envelope, licked it, sealed it, went to the post office, got a stamp, and then it was sent to my love. Yeah, that was fine at the time. I'm living in the future. You're all stuck in 2021.
Future shoes.
I'm in 2031.
I have a question, though. It's kind of a worrying one. What happens if the battery in one shoe runs out before the other? Do you start walking with a limp? Or do you keep walking in circles?
It doesn't affect your walking at all, I promise
you. Your leg is just dragging behind you.
It's all talk about my new shoes.
Dave, you've gone full Otto from The Simpsons, talking to his feet at the rock concert because he was so high.
Is this for real? Yeah, but the thing is, they are for real.
A grown man who can't tie his own laces. I think Dave's excitement is brilliant. We're all secretly big kids inside.
Hell yeah.
Lads, has the term midlife crisis sprung to mind yet?
Oh, years ago, don't worry.
Wow, those runners sound like they would be very useful for people who actually cannot tie their shoes independently, says Ellen in Cork.
That's a good point.
Though the style might have to alter a little bit. They do look quite futuristic. And actually, someone else says, release my shoes. Sounds like someone is taking them hostage. On a serious note, though, my son has dyspraxia and has trouble with fine and gross motor skills. Tying laces can be a nightmare, so these would be amazing for him. Especially the older he gets.
That's a really good idea. I've never actually thought about the other uses other than me just going, oh my God, it's so amazing that I can do it with an app. But yeah, you're right. Adele says she got Velcro runners for Christmas because she hates tying and untying laces. Adele, this is the next step on beyond Velcro.
Kathleen wants to know, are they waterproof? Because it does rain 360 days a year in Ireland. Middle-aged man electrocuted by shoes, will read the headline.
They are waterproof in the sense that, yeah, they're not going to, like, you know, go electric shock on if they get wet. But, as you know, Dermot, I take very good care of my kicks. So I did not wear these to work today. Mm. I brought them in a bag. And then, don't you laugh at me, Emer, sniggering at me in the car. I wore another pair of Nike Shocks to work, but then changed into these when I got in because I couldn't risk there being a puddle on my 50-meter walk from the car park.
I would imagine that if you did step in a puddle, they're Banjaxed.
No, they're all totally sealed, secure, waterproof. Of course they're not.
Mm, yeah.
He said, hopefully.
Joe's on the line. All right, Joe.
Hello, lad.
What part of the world are you in today?
I'm just heading into Waterford to do a bit of work.
Waterford?
Yeah.
Good man.
What do you think of my shoes, Joe?
I don't know. I'm surprised that you actually tied your Air Max, to be honest.
Oh, you just wear Air Max without ever tying them?
Oh, the laces just stay in the bottom of the shoe and just slip them in and slip them back off again, yeah.
Oh, is that a cool guy thing that you... There's a way of wearing runners that you just never tie the laces.
And then when you kick the football, they go flying off.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's all well and good until you have to run for the bus and you leave your shoes behind. Look, I'll be honest with you, I don't tend to tie... Or untie my laces unless they're a pair of high top boot runners or, you know, basketball shoes or whatever. If I've got low shoes, yeah, I will just slip them on and slip them off. In fact, I have a lot of shoes that don't even have laces. Predators, for example, that don't even have laces on them. You just slip them off.
But if they do have laces, Joe, are the laces not like flapping all over the place?
No, you have them stuck, you're sliding down the side, or you put them under the foot, like, you know?
Yeah, the problem I find if I do that, if I put them inside the shoes, that all day long you can feel a lace at the side of your shoe. You kind of get used to it, but it's still a bit annoying.
And plus, my inner mammy, I can just hear saying, like, you'll break your neck on the stairs doing that. Are you a bit of a sneaker head? Would you be like Dave and have, like...
Yeah. I got my first pair of Air Force Ones this year for Christmas. She bought them for me.
Oh, nice.
140 quid, but they were, oh, man. I'm actually afraid to wear them.
And would Air Force Ones be your favourite, or do you have anything else?
I've always wore Air Max, but this is the first year I actually got a pair of Air Force Ones.
Okay.
They're actually really nice.
Are the ones I got Air Force Ones? Is that what they
yes,
are?
Yes, you got Air Force Ones recently.
I got
Dermot.
A pair as well, Joe. I just
Air Force One mids, Dermot.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
But I don't know the names of the things. I just say, they look nice. Get me them, Dave. And then he tells a Chinese man to get them for me.
I hope they don't get stuck on your feet, Dave.
No, they wouldn't fit me. His feet are a bit smaller than mine.
No, your new electric shoes.
Oh, my new ones. No, sure. I'll just tell my phone to release them. Surely that'll be fine. So far, it's worked out.
That technology can break up, Dave. You know that.
We'll see how we go, Joe. So far, so good. Yeah. Anyway,
you'll be wearing them in bed.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If your phone runs out of battery, that's it. You're going to bed in your shoes.
Joe, thanks for that. Have a good day.
Cheers, man. Good
night. See you later. Bye. What do you think? My amazing self-lacing shoes. I'm living in 2031. How's things back in 2021, lads? Everything good with you?
Dermot, leave Dave alone. He has basically bought the shoes from Back to the Future and should be honoured for such a cool purchase, says Lachlan Moore.
Thank you, Lachlan. I much appreciate
it. So can us mere mortals buy them?
Yeah, 100%.
What are they called again?
Okay, so the ones Nike Adapt. It is across the... So they do a load of ones in the Nike Adapt. Adapt means they self-lace. I have Auto Max. So they're Air Max under the Adapt umbrella.
Auto Max Adapt.
Auto Max is right. So if you want to get them, yes, you can just go to
Max
Nike's
Power
website or go find some weird German-Italian website that I got mine on.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.